It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I'm calling this one, Man, Don't Touch That.
Ah!
See what I did there?
Yep.
Now, this has been...
Very well thought out.
This is... Thank you. This is kind of just blown up over the last day or so. And this is not news to me. So when I saw everybody talk about it, I was like, come on, guys. Where have you been?
Yeah.
And this probably isn't news to you either because you've lived in the tropical north.
Mm.
You've lived in Townsville. I lived in Darwin, right? And I don't know about Townsville. I've never been. But in Darwin, mangoes are a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
And literally just on trees. And you can just pick them off trees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah.
You get buckets.
Yeah.
$10 for a bucket of them on the side of the road, and you get to keep the bucket.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What a bonus. Do you ever pick your own, though?
Yeah, we had a mango tree out the front, but we also had fruit bats, so
yeah,
you got to get to them pretty quickly.
You do. Well, you also got to be careful. I don't know if you ever noticed this, but mangoes, picking actual mangoes from trees can be quite dangerous because the sap from the tree could actually put you in hospital.
Mm.
Right? So it's highly acidic and contains an oily compound called uracil.
What?
Uracil.
It sounded like you said.
Uracil. The same substance that's in poison ivy, right?
Ah.
So uracil is released from the stem once the mango is picked from the tree and can pose a threat if it accidentally comes into contact with somebody's eye.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Uracil in your eye is not ideal.
Not good.
Can also cause mango rash when it comes into contact on the skin.
Doctor, I've got a rash. I think it's from a mango.
Yes. A mango rash.
Your could be from a man.
Redhead.
Go.
Either directly or via contaminated clothing can cause itchy rashes, swelling, or even burn-like sores.
Mm.
So when they actually pick mangoes in a commercial kind of level, they drop them straight into an antacid solution, and that's where they break the last bit of stem off.
Yeah, so it doesn't go...
Yeah, and shoot out.
And squirt your... What is it?
You're a sheol.
Yeah, everywhere.
You're a massive sheol.
You're a sheol.
Your face is a sheol. anyway, it can last for up to like 4 weeks and is pretty bloody bad. But don't panic if you go to sort of the supermarket and there's a bit of sticky, you know, sap on the outside of a mango that you buy. You should be fine. But it's more like people who do, you know, fruit picking.
Yeah, they've got to watch out for that squirt.
Yeah.
I've heard stories about fruit picking.
Mm.
Sometimes some rashes can go around those parts.
Yeah. That you're a sheol. We'll get you every time.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
I want you to think about how much your face means to you in monetary value, okay? Because this may interest you if the price is right. Okay.
So
don't be scared. It's okay.
I'm pretty scared.
So PromoBot are a company, okay? And they are looking to launch a new line of human-looking robots.
Oh.
But the problem is they want them to have a friendly face.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm out.
Mm. They could just make a computer-generated face, but sometimes, you know, it doesn't look real enough, they're saying.
Okay.
I guess because, you know, I mean, computers are good, but are they that good?
Well, there's no substitute, is there, really?
Yeah. So this new batch of machines, which look very real, mind you, they said that they're willing to pay $280,000 Australian dollars to the special someone to hand over the rights to their face.
I'm listening.
$280,000, that would be a few. The thing is, they're looking for a kind and friendly appearance. Yeah, there you go. There's one.
Crack a smile, Tom.
Crack a smile, and there we go. They're going to be open to applications from people of all races and genders.
Yes.
You have to be over the age of 25. I mean, you're well over that, so that's fine.
Hey.
And these robots are going to be in hotels and shopping centres and airports in North America and the Middle East.
Okay.
Starting from 2023. So they're starting early. They're like, we need faces. The thing is...
Yeah.
They're saying, oh, by the way, we need you to sign a license agreement that allows us to use your appearance for an unlimited amount of time.
Mm.
Plus, we're going to get you to voice about 100 hours of words and phrases.
100 hours?
Yeah, of words and phrases.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, I mean, that seems like that's not enough money for me.
We do, to be fair, make 4 hours a morning seem like 100 hours.
Yeah.
So I think...
it's a pretty good scale.
I think we would be able to do it. My concern is, what are you doing with the robots? What are you doing with those stuff? Like, what are you doing to me?
I think they're there to, like, help people. They'd be like, hello, how can I help you? What's up?
Yeah, that's how they get you. Because they're like, okay, in you come and they make you do this all this stuff. And then the last thing is like, now, look really surprised. No, wider. No, open your mouth wider.
Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Hey, it's Beck with the latest K-Rock update. Victoria's Cat Protection Society is offering what may be the perfect gift for a frustrated cat lover, cat cuddling sessions.
Beck, sorry, what's the cat cuddling thing?
The Cat Protection Society is putting on these cat cuddling sessions. So for $25, it's half an hour of playing with the felines from the society. You enjoy a coffee and a meet and greet with the vets.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So, you know.
I'm really holding back because there's a gag there about $25 for half an hour to play with.
Stop it!
And I feel like that's quite cheap.
K-Rock.